Series on Worship, Week 7, Resurrection, Day 5, Suicide. And Saul said to his armor-bearer, "Draw thy sword, and thrust me through with it, lest these uncircumcised come and thrust me through and abuse me." But his armor-bearer was not willing, for he feared exceedingly. And Saul took his sword and fell upon it. 1 Samuel 31, verse 4. No one is reformed in a state of mental disorder, disorder of the animus, because disease of the mind takes away rationality and consequently freedom of acting according to reason. For the higher mind, the mens, is sick and unsound, and a sound mind is rational, but not a sick one. Such disorders of the mind are melancholy, spurious and false remorse of conscience, hallucinations of various kinds, grief of mind arising from misfortunes, anxieties, and mental anguish from a vitiated condition of the body. These are sometimes regarded as temptations, but they are not, for genuine temptations have as their object spiritual things, and in them the mind is wise. But these states have as their objects natural things, and in them the mind is unsound. Divine Providence 141. No one is reformed in a state of bodily disease, because the reason is not then in a free state. For the state of the mind depends on the state of the body. When the body is sick, the mind also is sick, because of its separation from the world, if for no other reason. Divine Providence 142. It was told me these spirits were such as had formerly slaughtered whole armies, as is recorded in the scripture histories, as in Judges 7, 2 Kings 19 at the end, having induced insanities upon them, for they rushed into the chambers of their brain, and then inspired such terror that one slew another. That they were able to strike such terror, I was assured, but it is seldom done at the present day. It is extremely rare that the bonds are loosened to any of them at this day, and only takes place in the case of someone who is of such a quality that it were better that he should be permitted to perish as to his body than that he should be permitted to perish as to his soul, and in regard to whom, unless he perished bodily in this manner, by reason of insanity and suicide, he could not well be prevented from perishing to eternity. Spiritual Diary, 1783. Concerning one who had killed himself. A certain one in the life of the body had committed suicide by stabbing himself with a knife, having been driven to desperation through melancholia, to which he had been driven by diabolical spirits. He came to me complaining that he was being miserably treated by evil spirits, and said that he was among the furies who were continually provoking him. The place where he was in the lower earth, a little to the left. He also seemed to me to have a knife in his hand which he wanted to drive into his breast. He labored hard with that knife, wanting to cast it away from him, but in vain. Spiritual Diary 1336. Of what quality they are with men who cherish hatred towards anyone. There was a certain female who inwardly cherished such hatred toward her parents at home that she thought of taking them off by poison. And as she imagined that I was willing to marry her, and deceived herself with the fantasy of being married to the man of her choice, she was at length seized with such a hatred that she thought of murdering me, had it been possible. Her name was Sarah Hesselia. She having died not long after, and before the faculty of speaking with spirits was opened with me, it happened that I was impelled to put an end to my life with a knife, and this impulse so grew upon me that I was forced to hide the knife in my desk, and thus to remove it out of my sight. I have now discovered that the woman was the spirit who prompted the impulse, she having become excited as often as I saw the knife, and from the enmity which she had conceived against me, having held the object fixedly in my mind. From this it may appear that men may be unconsciously infested by the dead who have cherished hatred towards them. Spiritual Diary 4530. Comments and questions. Number 1. Saul was often troubled by evil spirits. He had alienated himself from Yehovah by disobedience, and had even consulted a witch to find out what was going to happen in the battle with the Philistines. The suicide was another in a series of losses to the evil spirits. Meanwhile, his son Jonathan died in the same battle, bravely fighting for his country. 2. Are all suicides due to mental illness? 3. If in rare occasions the Lord permits evil spirits to inspire suicide because it is better for someone to perish as to their body than as to their soul, does this imply that a suicide per se does not condemn anyone? Number 4. Have you had an experience of needing to put something out of sight so that you would not be forced to dwell on it? Have you felt an urge to jump off a high place? 5. Because of spirits like those mentioned in the last two passages, knives are rarely mentioned in the Word, but instead swords.